You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. New music from the piano trio of Monty Alexander, bassist Luke Selleck, and drummer Jason Brown. From the album D-Day, we heard Smile. And D-Day, a reference both to the celebration of the D-Day at the end of World War II, as well the 80th anniversary of Monty Alexander. And so the World War II theme has influenced tunes that he selected for this album. In this case, we heard a tune that was a hit for Sinatra during World War II. The trio of pianist Michael Wolff, bassist Leon Lee Dorsey, and drummer Mike Clark before that, from the album A Letter to Bill Evans, that was Gloria's Step. And that's an album looking at mainly compositions from Bill Evans. In this case, the tune was penned by Bill Evans' longtime bassist Scott LaFaro. The a cappella group Cadence before that, from their 2005 outing 20 for 1, True Colors. And they're a group that got formed in the late 90s at York University in Toronto. And the set started with new music from guitarist Randy Napoleon off the album The Door Is Open, the music of Greg Hill. We heard The Last Pop Tune, featured some vocal work from Aubrey Johnson and pianist Rick Rowe. We'll be right back.
A circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain or a car. A carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of have its face. And the world is like an apple rolling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. To a tunnel of its own, down a cavern to a hollow where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream. All the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. The world is like an echo, whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. That jingle in your pocket, where's the jangle in your head? Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore, leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of a song. Half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over in the autumn of goodbyes, for a moment you could not recall the color of his eyes. Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning wheel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
We're going up this week with music from trumpet player Thomas Marriott off of his album Romance Language. That was Ghost in the House, a track that featured vibes player Joe Locke. Singer Tierney Sutton before that, from her album Screenplay, a compilation of 15 tracks looking at music from the movies, we heard The Windmills of Your Mind, a tune that showed up in the Thomas Crown Affair in 1968, Christian Jacob on the piano, Trey Henry on bass, and Roy Brinker on the drums. Music from arranger, guitarist, and vocalist Joe Barbieri before that, from his album Chet Lives, we heard Estate, Antonio Frezza on the piano. And the set started with music from saxophonist Roxy Koss off of her album Restless Idealism that was out on Origin Records. We heard the track Push with trumpet player Jeremy Pelt, pianist Chris Patischel, bassist Desron Douglas, and drummer Willie Joe Jones III. If you want to get in touch, check out the contact page on the show's website for email and social media links. Otherwise, that's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information, on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor, signing off now and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.